So what happened with this patient? Did she go to surgery?
This patient went to surgery. We did not give radiation in this patient because it looked clearly resectable, very nice response. We didn't want to add 6 weeks of radiation and delay surgery. So the patient went to surgery and had a margin negative procedure, T3, N1, I think. She recovered from surgery, and now the question is adjuvant therapy.
Is that where she's at right now?
Yes, she's on adjuvant therapy. And in her case, we are just giving gemcitabine with capecitabine as adjuvant therapy standard practice.
But, I mean, that sounds like a pretty good outcome. How's she doing on the gem capecitabine?
She's about a year out and doing fine.
Oh, so she finished it?
This is a case from about a year and a half ago.
How do you approach dosing with the gem capecitabine, and how did she do in terms of tolerability?
The gem capecitabine study, that was the UK study, used capecitabine for 3 weeks. It was 3 weeks on, 1 week off, not the 2 weeks on, 1 week off that we are used to. In the majority of our patients, we find this difficult. I think this is what has been seen in the US. Capecitabine doses, which are used in the rest of the world, are not well tolerated. This patient needed dose reductions, and we did go to a 2 week on, 2 week off schedule because of hand foot syndrome and diarrhea. And with dose reductions, she completed an additional 3 months of treatment.
I'm sure you have a lot of experience with that regimen. So right now, how do you usually approach dosing? Do you generally end up dose reducing people, or do you start low and dose escalate up?
In adjuvant therapy, I don't tend to use lower doses than what has been published. I think you're looking at an extra few percentage points or perhaps cure. So that's my usual way of treating patients. Also, similar to adjuvant colon cancer, I use the bolus 5-FU and then dose reduce if patients can't tolerate.